This is the Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning BRIGHT Project. The BRIGHT Project presents the Work Ready Now audio program, a program that will shape your skills and attitude to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. Welcome back to the Work Ready Now audio program. In the last episode, we learned how to work in socially diverse environments. Today, we will learn how to consider cultural differences in verbal and nonverbal communication.
Someone is coming. I hope it is not Silas. We have not finished the work he assigned us.
Hello, my name is Aminata. I do not seem to know any of you. Where is Silas? I would like to order some furniture for my home.
Sorry, madam. Silas is not yet here. What can we do for you?
I would like to order a crib for my child, a table and a TV stand. The crib should look like this. What kind of wood do you have for making cribs? Have you made any cribs before? How long does the wood take to dry before you use it to make furniture?
Those are very many questions at once. Which of those are we supposed to answer? There is a crib over here. Come, I can show it to you.
Why are you holding my arm? I can walk to where the crib is, okay? And why are you all standing this near? Why are you surrounding me?
Hello, Madam Aminata. How are you? What is going on here?
Why are they standing this close to me? He was also holding my hand to take me to the crib over there. Don't they know that such things are unacceptable?
I'm very sorry. My workers did things which upset you. Please accept my sincere apology on their behalf. Please have a seat over here and explain your order to me. My workers come close to you to understand your order. They probably wanted to understand what you were saying. They are not aware of the culture differences between their culture and yours. I will let them know how to handle such situations.
You should. It is completely offensive to touch a customer.
What can we do for you today?
Please, look at the items drawn there. I am already tired from all the shouting.
Sorry about that. A crib, a table and a TV stand. This looks like a smaller table. It still has no quieted down. Please give me a minute to find out what the noise is about. What is all this noise about? Don't you know you are continuing to upset our customer?
The customer asked too many questions. We did not know which one to answer and which one to...
You should not complain when the customer is asking questions. Instead, you should listen attentively to customers. Questions without interrupting, you can also rephrase the questions to see clarification. Dear madam, thank you for waiting for me. I really apologize for misunderstanding. This will never happen again. I would also like to ensure that by next week you will receive high-quality furniture.
Thank you, sir. I'll be back in 1 week.
Students, we just learned about cultural differences. Let us listen to this song about how we should behave towards people that we don't have the same cultures.
Diversity helps us to complement each other. Accept, respect, and value diversity. Diversity help us to learn from one another. Diversity.
Yeah, we are all unique, we are different. We all have a different backgrounds and we all have a different beliefs. We view things in a different ways. A decision make our team so strong, man. we have to work together. Diversity should not separate us. It should rather unite us. We will achieve more and reach for. We have to work together. And we will gain more in business soon.
Diversity, diversity helps us to complement each other. Accept, respect, and value diversity. Diversity help us to learn from one another. Diversity grow and accept your culture. Respect others' culture. Let's control our language. Let's be aware of our words. Be aware of your gesture, your sign. So understand everyone's difference. So understand everyone's difference. Be aware of your gesture, your sign. Be aware of your gesture, your sign.
Diversity, diversity helps us to complement each other. Accept, respect, and value diversity. Diversity help us to learn from one another.
Thank you, students. Students, it is important to remember that customers may have different culture practices in the way that they communicate verbally or non-verbally. For example, how you speak or how close you stand to people can be interpreted differently. Always try to be friendly to customers and make customers feel welcome. Be observant, however, and be careful not to offend anyone with gestures or the way you say something. Students, why was Aminata annoyed? Thank you, students. Maybe you said that Aminata was annoyed because Silas's workers stood near her and that one of them held her hand. In some cultures, it is not common for men to hold the hand of female customers. Students, how did Silas advise his workers to handle customers who ask many questions? If you said they should listen attentively without interrupting, rephrase the questions the customer asked, and answer each question patiently, you are absolutely correct. Silas also reminded them to speak in a friendly tone. Students, communication is very important. While listening to someone, it is important to avoid being distracted by speaking style and answer each question patiently. Remember that it is very important to understand the customer's needs and to meet and exceed those needs. You should always try to be friendly to the customer. Friendly does not mean holding their hands, though, or touching them. Speaking in a friendly tone communicates friendliness. Students, let's bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Discuss with friends, colleagues, or a family member situation in which there has been a misunderstanding due to cultural differences in verbal or non-verbal communication. Silas workers learned how to deal with cultural differences in verbal and non-verbal communication. In the next episode, Silas might need support from external experts to help make his business more inclusive. Don't miss it! Thank you, students. Goodbye!
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in partnership with Akazikanoze Access, aka, and in close collaboration with Rwanda Polytechnic and the Rwanda Tibet Board.